All right, here we go.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I want to do is think of me and I'll be someone.
What's up, DeGraw dogs?
Is that who sings that?
DeGraw.
Gavin DeGraw. Is he a Christian singer?
Hard to...
Vibes-wise, yes.
Yeah, okay. But no, I don't think he's a practicing. Okay. He's actually Muslim.
I got him later.
He's Muslim.
Oh, is he really?
No.
Oh.
Stewart.
I was like, that's cool.
Allah or whatever.
Okay.
No sorry, comment. I know we're not going to do racially edgy things
on the show. No,
it's three white women and we're going to nip and it right in the bud.
And that's it.
I'm not white, I'm Irish.
Just like Mike is Italian and ethnic.
I love when the Italians
and we're all
say
people
that.
Of color here. Yes.
I'm a POC because I'm an immigrant.
And Andrea's
Canada.
Canadian.
Well, right up top, welcome to the show. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy.
And today's guest, boy oh boy, I've been waiting all day. I've been
waiting all month. I've been so excited.
One of our own. She's in the hive mind. Stuart Fullerton.
Hi, y'all.
Great comedian, friend in real life.
Oh, my God. Just an absolute
delight. Friend in real life. I love gabbing with both of you guys.
I know. Every time I'm on a show with you, I'm so excited.
No, oh, yeah.
I feel like with both of you guys, we get into it immediately. Like, there's no, like, how was your week?
I mean, truly, truly, who cares?
We go immediately to, like, who...
I'm
we go,
like, every time I see you, the first thing I say to you is, like, oh, my God, do you guess what I heard?
Did you see?
Guess what I heard? Gossip.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like we're always on shows together where it's like the lineup isn't posted.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's always, I just walk up and you're there. And I'm like, I have so much to tell you.
Literally same.
The last show I was on with you, you were talking about how boys were afraid that girls have BPD. And I'm like, literally, or maybe it was a little throwaway line or something.
Yes.
But it was exactly in tune with all boys have
autism. We always say all boys have autism and all girls have BPD.
Okay, do you guys sometimes Google, like, do I have BPD?
Oh, my God.
Sure, sometimes
Stewart,
I take the quiz.
Every day.
See something and I'm like, yeah, I take the quiz too.
Yes.
I take the quiz. I ask my therapist and he goes, no, you don't, but you... flirt.
We flirt,
and I also think it's like period symptoms, like when you don't know, like when your period is coming. I feel like you're like,
I mean
I'd be acting crazy.
But also, who made us crazy? The patriarchy.
Yes, probably.
You put me in this position. Do I have bipolar disorder? Yes. Is it men's fault?
100%.
Is it my father's fault? Absolutely.
100%. Now, are you guys also thinking you're autistic as well, because they're saying women
never.
With ADHD
never
they say that women with
I
ADHD,
have ADHD. But I know I'm not autistic.
No.
I'm like,
I don't think I am.
Stuart, you're not.
No,
I know
you're
like me in this way. I'm seeing social cues before they happen.
Well, that's
true.
Okay, that's
from a million miles away. We're doing chess. We're doing checkers, not chess.
Yeah,
or chess,
I'm
not
seeing,
checkers.
That's so
I've never,
true.
I wish I could miss a social cue.
Oh my God.
Honestly, same.
I'm seeing social cues that don't even apply to me and feeling insecure about them.
Yes, honestly,
there's like
so
math
same.
Running all the time.
Yeah.
I'll see someone do a slight look and I'll be like, well, he feels like, and she's doing this. And then I know the gossip behind it.
Dude, I'm always like.
Lore.
I'm always, I see somebody like blink too slow at someone else and I'm like,
and I'm
they've
like,
been fucking for
what?
6 months and 10 days.
You know, immediately.
And I've never been wrong.
Dude, you called one so incredibly the other day. There was a comedian who had a bro energy or look to him. So sweet.
Oh my God.
And he looked just like, I was like, this fucking douche. I didn't know him. And I'm like, I was hosting the show. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just going to.
And I was like, he's a recovering addict. He's a nice guy.
Heroin
you
addict.
Immediately.
And then
he came up and he was like, I'm just like, I'm really trying to make friends. I'm a recovering addict. And I was like, I know.
Bro that did heroin?
I know. Sexy. Okay. Also very sexy.
Why do you think I knew right away? Because that's my bread and butter.
All of our pussies feeling something.
Whoa. Yeah.
Sorry I said that.
Sorry,
Canyon.
I talked about our pussies.
So Laurel Canyon.
Okay, before we get into the show, I want to do a quick plug because I keep forgetting.
Yes.
Fans of the show, friends on the internet, we have stickers.
The girlies.
They're friggin' adorable.
I love them. They're like brats.
Oh my God, thank you. That was the inspo.
Yeah.
And shout out to Sandra who did our logo. By the way, after I got fake tits, unprompted, Sandra sent me new artwork with bigger tits on it because she's on the pulse.
Oh yeah, are these the no tits?
These are the no tits.
Right.
And we'll get to get rid of them.
Kind of upsetting how no tits
So we have to get rid of them.
Cute.
So
I gave my boyfriend one of these and I was like, pretend I look like this.
Oh yeah. I mean, it could not be more what we Delulu coded.
I was like, tell me I look like this.
Yes.
No, you have to. You can't draw. Someone drew me once and it was realistic. And I'm like, you can't make me have thin legs.
Before we asked Sandra, we asked somebody else and he just drew us how we look and we were both like, burn that.
Yeah.
Burn that.
Can you get rid of that laptop, actually?
Yeah. It's at the bottom of the East River.
Yeah.
If you don't mind. I'll pay for a new one, but I'm going to need to take this to a tech person.
Absolutely not, dude.
So, Stuart, I'm going to gift you with a sticker.
I'm so excited. I'm going to put this on my computer.
Oh, thank you.
My collection. Oh, my God. Lizzie's tits are juicy.
Thanks, I mean, thanks, buddy.
They are juicy. I mean, as someone who's seen a little behind the scenes, whoa.
This is so cute.
Thank you.
So cute. I can't wait.
So there's ways to get your paws on these stickers. Number one, write a review on iTunes for the podcast.
It has to be 5 stars.
5 stars. If you hit me with a 4.
Don't do it to be funny.
What's the point of a 4?
It's a crime.
Yeah, no.
And it's a microaggression against women.
100%.
And so
I'd say a macroaggression.
I would say so. Right out there in front of everybody on iTunes. You talk about me in front of everyone on iTunes.
You're going to talk about me on iTunes?
Well, other comedians are going to Google how many reviews I have. I see a fucking 4.
But you're the only comedian who does that.
I'm like, wait.
Yeah, I have a kind
you're
of
you're the only one who's doing that to
wait,
your enemies.
Wait, sometimes I will Reddit other comedians and be like, what are people saying
the best.
About
yeah,
that?
The best.
And when it matches up with the shit that you know about the person.
I know, it's good.
Sometimes I want to be like, you guys don't even know.
Yeah. I know.
You guys don't even know.
Sometimes I want to be like, I actually have such good tea.
I know.
Do you know there's Reddits about me because I used to be a associated with a well-known podcast and there's threads that are like, what's the deal with Andrea, and there are little like lore stories that they've all built thinking what happened, and some of them
fan fiction
nail it, and I'm like, fuck, I want to go in there so badly and be like, nailed it,
A+. You were right.
Yeah. Okay, but these stickers, you write us a review. No, don't apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you ever apologize.
I know, I'm
not
so
in this economy. You can write a review, send a screenshot of it to my Instagram, AndreaComedy69. I will mail you a sticker. Just give me your address. Also, if you would like to buy them.
Give me your address. I'll show up at your house.
One time a fan sent me a knife. Was I happy? Yes. Was I scared? Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're close like that. So also, if you want to buy them, just DM me as well, and we'll do a Venmo or whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll do the details later, girly. But these stickers are fantastic, and we would love
for you guys
to spread the respectfully word.
So I love stickers.
Oh my God, it's so much fun.
They're cute.
So speaking of respectfully, Stuart is one of the mean girls in the way that we are.
I mean, we already talked about it. We just like, as soon as we see each other, we turn into like shitty bitches.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I love
good.
Being mean.
We're like,
I know.
We're like old gay men in many ways.
Yeah.
It's funny because sometimes I'll be like, you're not mean. You're a nice person. And then it's like, wait, no, I am so
but
mean.
I have the action.
But you are
mean person.
Yeah.
But you're like us in the way that like you are a kind person.
Yeah. Kind.
But you're not a nice person.
But my favorite thing to do is to be mean.
That's what I'm saying.
And is it gossip if it's the truth?
Well, no. Yeah. And let me say, I was going to say I love gossiping with both of you, especially I gossip more with Lizzie just because I see her a little more than you, but I love it when you find someone good to gossip with and like they either agree, you always agree, but you also don't shut down. Like you'll be like, oh, I don't agree, and then we move on immediately.
It's not like I
never feel like guilty, like gossips with someone sometimes and like they'll be like, I don't. And then they'll like be
and then it's awkward
weird.
And weird
and then it's
or sometimes
awkward.
It's like, oh no, that I know it seemed like that happened, but actually this happened, and then we're just like, great, keep going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then we're like, did you see what she wore on that video? In that video.
Oh. So fun.
That's a reference to something we did less than 24 hours
it's
ago.
So fun.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yes. So Stuart had a list of respectfully segments, and they're all such fucking bangers. And I love that you came in with excellent topics. So let's open up the floor for the first one, which is related to therapy, which both of us refer to our therapists at least once an episode. So
I mean, multiple times. I'm like obsessed.
Oh, so you both are currently in therapy.
Yes, we are.
Wasting
buddy,
your money.
Brother, look at us.
Buddy.
It's not a waste of my money if it's
no,
my
kidding.
Dead dad's money. You know what I
no,
mean?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I'm like, my mom pays for my therapy because if you break it, you buy it.
Yes.
What? So smart.
Yes.
My mom is not doing shit. See, this is why I was doing out of pocket. I'm like, no.
All right. So what's your hot take?
So my hot take is that therapy doesn't work.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a joke if you really
but you're right.
You're
and
right.
Some people should. I do think like it is beneficial for people to like have. Here's my thing though.
Okay.
It is beneficial for you to pay someone to speak to them for an hour every week.
Totally.
Yes.
I have friends that I speak to for a lot of hours every week.
Right.
So I have never found a therapist to be helpful for me personally in any way that a friend, you're paying for just talking about your life for an hour.
Also, my therapist said this to me. He was like, the thing people don't realize about therapy, like there are people who are bad at every job.
Right.
Yes.
And he was
there
like,
are so many bad ones.
Most therapists are bad therapists. I'm very lucky that I have a good therapist. So like, it does feel different than talking to my friends.
Yeah.
Because he's like very, he's
he
so
like knows
in there.
Your history.
Now, does he tell you like advice to do?
Yes. But also It's more like he's making me realize that I'm acting a certain way because of a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And like, how did not do
you, does he give it to you a little
think
harsh?
It's your idea. Yes.
Now, see, here's the thing. I could never speak to a male therapist.
Right.
And I probably need that.
I have a female.
I need it.
I have a female. I need a woman. I need a soft touch.
To a man. Like, I can't be like,
I need a man. I need like, if a woman was giving me as direct feedback as he gives me, I would think that she was like trying to be like a bitch.
Bitchy. Yeah.
But when he does it, it feels like neutral.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And that's just, I don't think that's a thing about men and women. I think that's a thing about me.
Yeah, totally.
Like when he does it to me, it feels like he's like reading from a textbook.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if a woman did it to me, I'd be like, so you're judging me.
The DSM-5.
Right. You know what I mean?
Women do judge you. And that was my issue with two of my therapists. I was like, you're getting a little judgy.
Stuart, did they judge you or did they hold a mirror up to you and go, Stuart,
you're making the same mistakes over and over again.
And I counter this, Stuart, are your friends getting tired of your bullshit?
Well, here's the thing. I always lie to them. So...
And this is what I was going to say, Stuart. Therapy doesn't work.
If you lie.
Because
one
of my huge pet peeves is when a girl you're friends with is dating a horrible, horrible, horrible man. And her thing is like, he just needs to go to therapy and then he'll be all better.
Right.
That's never going to work because he's going to lie to his therapist.
100%.
So like, he's just going to be. So therapy isn't going to work for him because he's going to lie.
I'll have intense emotions like one day and a ton of issues.
Yeah.
And by Friday.
And then you have a glass of water.
And then I have a glass of water. I have a meal. Yeah. I read a little bit.
Sometimes you're hungry.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm hungry. And then by Friday, I sign on to my little therapy appointment at noon. Mm-hmm. And the lady's like, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, this week was actually totally fine.
Sure.
Like,
that's where the iPhone Notes app comes in.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to bring in some gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that's the other part. Okay, this is why therapy was hard for me, is because I only wanted to talk about like little stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
But I needed to talk about bigger stuff. And I feel like I never had the
right. You need a better therapist.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm not going.
Yeah,
not doing
that's
it.
Also fine.
Yeah.
But I've had so many bad therapists.
Yeah.
Two have ghosted me.
Crazy.
That's insane.
I had one fall asleep while I was talking to her.
I've heard about this so many times.
I had one fall asleep while I was talking to her, and I really wanted to be like, and then the voices told me to kill my grandma.
Right,
to see if she'd like, you know,
I've heard therapists eat in their sessions.
That's
like,
crazy. Yeah,
I just think these therapists are wild, and especially with the Zoom. Like
the
now you're just sitting at home.
Yeah.
How much are they getting paid? Meanwhile, teachers get paid $10 an hour.
I also think that we have...
Now this is about teachers.
Yeah.
Which I have another hot take.
Unionized.
I have another hot take.
Teachers molest kids. Let's pay them less.
No, I have another hot take.
Go for it.
Okay, go
Why have the teachers not worked harder at getting more money? Like, some of them are sucking dick at the school board.
Yeah.
I know.
I was raised by two teachers.
Yeah.
And they were not great people, so I don't think like teachers are like
automatically.
A lot of them are a real nightmare.
But they get no money.
It's crazy,
and they haven't even. They're just kind of chill with it, and they're out here on.
Meanwhile, actors are going on strike every fucking 3 months,
yeah.
And they get paid a shit ton.
Yeah, right?
Teachers are just sitting.
Get
like, do
your
a little more.
Self-esteem up, teachers, or get Elle Woods to represent you.
Get your self-esteem up. They're out here doing Amazon lists on Instagram.
I know, like, and then we all have to crowdfund.
Crowdfund for their markers,
and it's like. Since I've been alive, teachers haven't been getting paid enough.
I know.
Can we make a big stink about it or what?
Are they going to do something?
Are we going to make a big stink?
Someone needs to suck dick at the school board. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I mean, that's how we get anything.
I can get on board with that.
In this economy.
Or somebody has to like shoot up the school board.
There are.
Sorry. You can cut that if you want.
No, we're not cutting it.
I think I'm right.
We're not cutting it.
You either have to suck dick or do a violent crime.
Yeah. And that's the only way we can deal with our issues.
Or just actually go on strike.
Well, but also teachers are like nurses in that it's like some of them amazing people.
Some of them were mean in high school.
Some of them are hot and mean and they just want to get married. Yeah.
Also, I will say this. If teachers went on strike for like 2 years, people would be so fucking sick of having their kids at home and having to teach them that they'd be like, give them anything they want.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Like people were so crazy during COVID that they had to raise their own children.
Yeah.
They would go nuts.
Oh my God. Yeah. Totally.
They would be like, give them literally whatever they want. I'll buy the markers.
Yeah.
Like every parent would pay the teacher out of their own pocket.
We'll
I would
a
give
GoFundMe.
A teacher like $20,000.
Yeah. If
yeah.
I didn't have
if
to
had
hear
it.
Your kids on the
it.
Subway.
Yeah.
I will say, okay, there's something that I have with the therapy thing, which I want to come back to because it has been burning in my brain. Mm-hmm. There is a culture a lot around white women of like, you can take up space, like don't make yourself small,
lean
There's
in
all this stuff
lean
that's
in.
Very like
lean in power pose
girl boss.
Character
girl boss.
Not Demure.
Demure's
not
kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's very brat. Yeah, but there are so many self-centered people that go to therapy and the therapist yes-ands them because they don't know the bullshit that they're up to out in the world. And then they learn therapy words and they're out there.
But also men do this too.
Yes, I know.
The therapy words have taken over.
I know.
Men Love Island, all my favorite shows, saying gaslighting, all this. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Men love weaponizing a therapy word against you. Boundaries. They love being
Jonah
like,
Hill. Oh,
I can't text you back. These are Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Men love being like, I can't text you back. This is a boundary. And it's like, well, you come inside me.
Yeah.
So what boundary?
My boundary is that you can't dress slutty because I'm insecure.
Right.
My therapist told me you're a bad influence.
My boundary
you're
is
beautiful
you,
and successful.
Yeah, you can't have a career because it makes me feel small. That's a boundary. Oh,
and I boundary. And I was formerly fat and I will not fucking stop talking
and
about
I will
it.
Not stand for it.
Yeah, and it's also like
I was fat and now it's everybody's fucking problem.
Yeah, truly. And stop dyeing your hair blonde. You're just not hot enough to pull it off.
By the way, men in general, stop bleaching your hair and demanding
my
pussy.
God.
Men love to bleach their hair and then demand pussy.
They really do.
Bleach hair, nail polish, tiny tattoo.
It's like you can't, most of you aren't pulling it off.
Yes.
I can't with the male nail polish. That is where I draw the line.
Stuart, we have
buddy, you're in the right house.
Yeah, you're in the right house. You're in
You can just put on a boa and be like,
yes.
Clear nail polish. No.
No. Does Mike wear clear nail polish?
Denial is a river in Egypt. Your husband is gay.
But why would you do the clear? Because you want it to look nice?
Yeah.
But just get a manicure without the polish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to put clear.
I like a manicure with the polish.
Well, we're telling you.
Yes.
You asked and we're telling you.
If you don't know why as a man you would do that.
Mike's being persecuted for
straight?
Being Italian.
Yeah, okay. Well, it makes sense if you're like gay.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get a man to stop doing something that you don't want to do.
Are you straight?
Just look at him and go, are you straight?
Also,
right, then don't.
Also, Mike, the clear nail polish is not, if you want to date a yappy hoe like us, we're going to say something about the clear nail polish.
Yeah.
There are bitches who probably are like, oh my God.
Do you have it on now? It's dripping. You ever start to pick it? It feels good. Is that why you do it, you think?
No.
I don't know why you would do clear. It makes
Mike
no sense.
Mike does face yoga, I'm sure. Like Mike's his own. Mike's a straight gay guy.
Mike has a gua sha.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the masks.
Do you have a gua sha?
I think we've talked about this.
A gua sha?
Yeah, yeah. Mike was like, I don't know what this is, but I would.
What's the question? A gua sha?
Gua sha.
It's like a little tool that gives you a better jawline.
No, I don't do that. But I do. I have three different moisturizers.
Korean skincare.
Three is the max.
Demure.
Three is the max a straight man can have.
Yeah, obviously.
For when I go out in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have like a midday one.
Yeah.
A midday?
Yeah,
whoa.
Like in the early evening. If I like work out and I shower.
Okay.
I don't put that.
I thought you meant you were like going in the bathroom at work and putting it on.
I mean, I could start doing
it. He has a bronzer.
No, it's okay.
I like this actually.
You don't have to.
Mike does self care.
I like this actually.
A nighttime restoration one.
She's doing retinol. Oh yeah.
I have a mask that I do like twice a week to exfoliate.
And Mike was a producer on Guys We Fucked, and Mike knows the
ladies.
And
Mike is a girl's girl, and that's
fine. Wow. What can I say?
And he's
girl's girl.
And he's
here's my thing. Okay, here's what I'll say.
You can
absolutely have a nighttime skincare routine, and I encourage you to. Maybe like skip it if you're having sex with a girl for the first time.
Yeah, totally.
Sure.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait.
That's what I
kind of think it's cool. If I had a crush on you, I would think that was really cool.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying the first time.
That's everything.
So right. It always changes.
So then once we start hanging out and I know you like, I like you, fucking do it in front of me. I love that.
But
the first night, skip it. Just in case, skip it.
Yeah, that would be a little
American Psycho.
Although one time I went home with a guy and we didn't have sex and we both did face masks together and it was fun.
That's so cute.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. That's never happened to me.
And also, he was a therapist, and we just talked about my problems the whole time while we did face masks, and I wanted to marry him.
Sleepover party. God.
And he was like, I just got out of a relationship, but I needed company. And I was like, okay, well, call me whenever.
Wait, you got a free... See, okay, I did just match with a therapist on Hinge, and I'm like scared.
I don't know about that. Yeah,
I don't think it's going to
happen. This was like a chill, like, I knew it was only going to be one night.
Right.
He was very clear about that. He was like hot guy covered, like neck down, all fully tattooed, like hot. And I thought we were going to fuck, but instead we just did face masks and like we watched like a funny movie and snuggled and talked about my problems.
Aww,
that's cute.
And he was like,
oh my God.
He was like, I was in a relationship for 6 years that I got out of 3 months ago and I haven't like touched a woman. and I feel weird about it. So he was like, I just want to like make out with you and like touch you.
That's so sweet.
And I was like, great.
Okay, wait.
It was awesome.
Wow, I love that.
It was awesome. And like, I was like, call me literally anytime.
Yeah, like, I'm literally on call.
And he bought me dinner. He bought me dinner before. He bought me like a nice dinner.
You guys can just kiki now in like a non-romantic way.
Yeah, it was adorable.
Let's bring him into the fold.
Honestly, yeah, get him on the pod.
One of the best first dates I've ever been on.
Yeah,
in my
I remember
life.
This guy. I was
wow,
into
he sounds communicative, like a therapist.
He was. And demure and thoughtful.
And demure and thoughtful.
He was so demure.
Oh my God. I was like low key jealous.
He was so
of
demure,
this
and by demure I mean 5'7".
Oh, that's demure.
Very demure.
That's demure. Men under 6 foot are friends.
Very demure.
Okay, another thing about therapy. This keeps coming up because I have so many thoughts on it. There are people out there, narcissists and sociopaths, for real, yes, diagnosed, who can never, like, they have like a brain thing where they like can't feel empathy or whatever.
Right.
I
jealous.
Wonder how many, I know, right? What a nice life. I know. You make
I
so
told
much.
My
I wish
that.
I was a narcissist.
Dude,
no,
I said
don't.
That to
they
my
kill
therapist.
It. They
no,
kill
you
it
don't.
At
no,
life.
You
yes.
Don't. I was raised by one.
No,
they're,
I said,
their insides
I said to my therapist, I was like, I wish I had like a little bit of that. And he goes, they're having fun.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
They're not like, thinking about it. They're not overthinking
admitted
it.
To me, I asked him, I was like, do you have clients who are narcissists? And he said, yes. And I said, do you like them? And he said, no.
Of course not.
And I was like, do you like talking to them? And he said, no.
And,
I was like, damn, that's so cool that you told me that.
Yeah.
He was like, a check is a check.
That's what I wonder.
And like, that's what it is.
Do they sniff them out when they come in there? And I'm like,
he
well,
said,
let's get the right. fucking payroll going.
My therapist told me that like, if a narcissistic person wants to get better, which some of them do, mm-hmm. they need, like, he literally said they need like a daddy dom therapist who's going to like try to keep them in check and like blah, 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 like constantly call them on their behavior and their shit. And he was like, sometimes I do that for my clients who are narcissists because they want that. And sometimes they don't want that and they just want me to enable their behavior. And he was like, it's my job as a therapist to give someone what they're looking for. It's not yeah. my job to like make them my version of what I think is better.
Right, right. I mean, I will say this, like you were like, being a narcissist probably is so fun.
That sounds fun.
It and they are very shiny and fun. I definitely will admit
I love
to
narcissists.
Them. Yeah, I was raised by one, and I'm not saying like a lot of people are like, oh my God, raised by like no, dude,
no, same.
He was fucking wild.
Ooh, a male woman.
But like he wanted to connect sometimes and like couldn't.
And you can't
and it's sad.
Oh, that is sad. That's
yeah. sad.
It is sad when I hang out with my mom and I'm like, oh, you're like trying
and
yeah.
like
and they're really insecure.
Yes, yeah, of course. Yeah, you don't yeah. lash out at everybody and like never take a moment to introspect because
right.
you like feel good. I think the inside of that person is scared and sad is
yeah.
what I would like to think.
Yeah, I wonder if we
but
think that
know.
Because we can't fathom doing
maybe.
That without feeling that.
Totally.
Or if that's the, like, I'm not saying what is.
I don't know. Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Because for us, it'd be like, well, I'd have to be coming from a place of fear and sadness to act that way.
Right. Yeah.
But right. Way. Maybe they don't even
but
feel.
Maybe not.
Maybe they're just going through life like, bam, bam, bam.
Gotcha.
Bam.
Gotcha.
I would
yeah.
love to not, I would love to like not overthink.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like, I would love to like make a decision and be like, I was right.
Right.
Yes.
Instead of being like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to go back to taking Xanax every day.
Oh,
but that's being a pill addict. Oh,
I love Xanax.
I would love to get
buddy,
off my
I went
mood
to rehab
stabilizers.
For it.
You
and,
did. Oh,
yeah.
I'm out of my, I'll like get Mexican ones. Whenever.
That's so chic.
Again, so demure. Welcome
Stuart,
to the pod.
That is so chic. Whenever someone goes, I don't really go to Mexico, but when like my gay friend will go to Mexico
yeah.
and he'll bring me back some and then I'll take them slowly over time. And then when I run out, it's just like,
yeah,
I've got to wait for another Mexican
Or get
trip.
Your rich mommy to buy UTI meds when she's in Mexico. Have her send them to you in the mail.
You're getting UTI meds from Mexico?
Out of time in my life.
That's
you could
smart.
Get, you could get such better shit.
But sometimes
they have UTI meds here.
Sometimes you want them on deck.
No, I feel like the Mexican ones are really good.
Oh yeah, they really nuke it. Down
I'm just saying
there.
If she's
like
gonna
Coke.
Go to the pharmacy, have her get a couple extra things. Like I'm not saying don't get the UTI meds.
Well, she's going to the Pharmacia.
Right.
Sorry.
See.
You can
See.
Get Ozempic there too.
Yeah.
Of course.
You can get Ozempic online.
I know.
You don't even have
and
to
the battle
by
and
the way,
fight
you don't
day.
Even have to do a video call.
You really?
Yeah.
I'll consider
Guys,
it.
Let's not do it.
I know. I'm not going to do it.
Well, let's think about
but
it.
But I want to do
let's
it.
Think about it.
Like, I
want to
do
what
it.
What if I could just start drinking and get Ozempic and just like absolutely be it the happiest most
I will say this about Ozempic. It makes your breath smell really bad and
I
your farts
that.
And your burps and you can't hold them in.
My thing with Ozempic.
It makes you really stinky. Ew.
I believe that. And I will say also, I'm going to gain the weight back. Mm-hmm. So it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not going to go through this like thing where I lose a bunch of weight and look amazing just to... Everyone I'm going to start eating again.
Yeah, you're
going
to try to eat your way through
100%.
Everyone I know who's on Ozempic starts every conversation with me with, sorry, my breath smells. And at first you think it's fine. And then halfway through the conversation, you're like, I have to get out of here or I'll die.
Whoa, wait, really?
Yeah, dude. I was talking to someone who was on Ozempic and I thought I was going to throw up the whole time.
Oh, God.
Whoa, oh. PSA.
Guy or girl?
Girl.
No.
Bummer.
That's sad.
We don't endorse disordered eating, but we understand why sometimes you want to do it as a treat.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
It happens.
We were raised, the younger generations can stop doing it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We were already conditioned.
Stuart, I have fake tits. Stuart, I have fake tits.
Right.
I put plastic bags in my body and I'm still not going to be happy with the way that I look.
Do you want to know why I know you can get Ozempic online without doing a video call?
Because
I got the pill version and it's not working.
Right.
Shout out hers. It's not working.
Oh, fuck you, hers.
Hers. I get the hers ads all the time. I'm like, do I?
Like the pill version of Ozempic? One of the pills is just Wellbutrin.
Which
I was like, this is not a diet pill.
No, this is...
Also, wait, one final before we take a break. Therapy thought. Anxiety and depression. I deal with anxiety. Lizzie does. You know, I it's absolutely a real thing. It's really fucking hard. It has like crippled my life during time periods. I will say the world's really fucked up and scary right now. And so like maybe you don't have an anxiety disorder. You're just like a person moving through the world. And
some of us do.
Totally.
100%. Some of us don't.
Some of us do, some of us don't. But it's like, and also everything isn't anxiety and depression. You can just be moving through life and having a hard time and then
yeah, also,
time.
I know so
it's
many people.
It's not supposed to be good all the time.
It's not supposed to be good
all
the time.
You would hate that too.
Right.
I know
did
so
no
many
one read
people,
The Giver?
I mean.
Did no one read The Giver?
This obsession with being
that's
happy
so
all the
funny.
Time is
did
so childish and annoying.
Dude, I was talking to a girl who like was going through a breakup and she was like, I'm going to see a psychiatrist so I can get on meds. And I was like, you're not depressed. You're sad.
You don't.
Yes. You're supposed to be sad about this.
No. I mean, people need to get, we're supposed to be running around, moving around. We need to get off our phones. People need to read. People need to think less.
I know, but I love being on my phone.
I love being on my phone too.
Yeah. Love being on my phone.
It's not, I'm not talking about us.
Yeah, like
we
other people.
Are
happy.
We're just
because
like,
I still read.
Dude, we're bottomless pits and that's okay.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Here's my thing. Enough. Just balance. Like, okay, I can be on my phone all day because I joined a book club.
Yeah.
And I'm reading the book.
Wow. Are you really in a
Did
book
you
club?
Join a
yeah.
Book club? Oh my God.
Wait, that's so cool.
Thanks.
So you know what sucks about me? I read all the time. I cannot do book clubs because if someone tells me to do something, I physically can't
That's
do
hilarious.
It. Isn't it the worst?
I need a due date. And also, this is like cool people. So I would be so afraid of having to tell them that they all did it and I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, like that's
cool. The social pressure is very good for
me.
We
need to discuss this offline.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Because I want to be in a cool
group. I do Muay Thai and everyone's hot and I'm like the biggest loser in the group. And I'm like, I must be
better.
Yeah,
I need like the social pressure.
Yeah.
Like I texted the group chat and I was like, hey, I got the book. I ordered the book from like Thrift Books and they for some reason sent me 2 copies.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, I ordered the book and they gave me 2 if anyone else like still needs it. And everybody else was like, oh yeah, I'm already on chapter 3. And I was like, well then never mind. I didn't just get it.
I didn't just get it. I wasn't going to binge read it in 2 days.
But like that made me be like, okay. We're doing this and I'm embarrassed tonight. Yeah. Yeah.
Shame is a really critical part of life, and I think we should just normalize shame. Let's radically normalize shame.
For sure.
Normalize
and actually, this, none of my shame. Therapists ever really shamed me, and that did bother me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They shouldn't do shame, but they should do a light call out.
Yeah.
A light call out.
Shouldn't do shame, but they should go, does that make you feel ashamed?
Sure. A question.
And they go, yeah.
And they go, maybe
See,
it should.
You should be a therapist. That was great.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel healed.
She's good.
I know, but I decided to be a clown.
Oh, I love it. Which is all another form of therapy.
Very valuable.
I don't know. I think therapy, it's great that people are in it. Doesn't work for me.
I don't think you do think it's great that people are in it.
I think it's a little fake. I think it's a little stupid and fake. And a little gay.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a little gay.
It's a little fake and gay.
You know, get outside of their house and run around. And then also people have these like tiny little problems. Like I have this one friend that tells his therapist like every single little like dating back and forth. I'm like, that's not helping. You should
not a therapist.
Telling,
that's a girly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like you
and
should
paying
be,
for a girly is kind of embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not talking to my therapist about like a guy didn't text me back.
I
think people are.
I'm talking to my therapist about
have.
Like deep trauma.
Yeah, I don't want her to know I'm like a loser being ghosted out there.
But also, I will say sometimes I just am like real quick because he knows everybody in my life. I'm like, by the way, guess who texted me? Anyway, get back
Anyways.
To the trauma.
All right, we got to take a little break, skis, and we'll come right.
We must
back.
Come back.
Welcome back, you weird, vulnerable, gay little guys. You're welcome here.
Welcome back to Respectfully. I have something that's just been absolutely burning.
It's been bothering
you
for years, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I have to say this respectfully. Whatever you bought on the TikTok shop is fucking fugly.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's so hideous. And you've been tricked into thinking that it's like cool and fashionable because you saw someone wearing it on the internet. Anybody can make a video on the internet. They're not famous. And that coat sucks. Show the coat. These bitches are buying this fucking coat. And I've seen them in public wearing it.
What in the Taylor Swift?
Dude, this is the ugliest piece of shit coat. We should probably blur this woman's face. Sorry.
I don't even care. She's contributed to the problem.
That's really ugly.
She's selling this fucking... This is... And all the comments are like, does it come in blue or whatever? And like,
is this the
ugliest piece of shit I've ever seen. And there's this like... There's this thing that's happened where now, because of the TikTok shop, everybody and their mom is just like... getting on TikTok and putting on a hideous romper and being like, it fits.
I love the way it cinches at the waist.
And it's like,
it looks like shit.
Style is really bad right now. It's really bad.
And it's like
overconsumption core.
Yeah.
You don't fucking need the ugly romper.
No.
You do not need the ugly romper. You need like four pairs of jeans and six shirts.
And it's like, oh, I'm going to wear it to work. And I'm like,
why?
Ew, you look like a basic bitch.
All of this stuff is like, it's stuff that would have been ugly in Target 10 years ago, and I don't know.
That is so Target. Like, yes.
I don't know why.
Christian Girl Autumn vibe.
I don't know why people are buying this
boots
fucking stuff. Like, it's so. I've never seen somebody selling a piece of clothing on TikTok that wasn't fucking ugly.
Are people really buying that?
Like,
dude,
crazy.
I've seen them. This fall, I swear, I promise you, Stuart, this fall,
I'm
go to Midtown
it.
Where the tourists are. Everybody's. You're going to be wearing
plaid.
A little flannel shirt jacket. There's
see,
that one,
is...
and there's one that's like a little shorter than that. Last year, they were all wearing it. This year, they're all going to be wearing it. Every time I leave New York, they're all wearing it. Look at me. With this one, look at me. It's ugly. It's fucking ugly. It's not flattering. It sucks. Stop wearing it.
Okay, here's another one.
Every
really
time I see
ugly.
This coat, it makes me fucking furious.
It's like Shacket, but too long.
It's a long
Shacket. Do you guys remember that Amazon coat that went viral that was like green?
Yes.
I hated that
ugly.
Shit.
Ugly.
Hated
another thing to note about this is that there's a caption here which exactly explains this phenomenon. Hey, did you buy that jacket in three more colors just because it's on sale for $14? Clothing should not be $14.
And by the way, it looks like it's $14.
A child made that, you capitalist pig monster.
That's you know
the
what?
Thing.
I almost wrote this down as one of my things. The fashion industry gets away with murder.
I used
murder.
To work in fashion. Yes. They're evil.
They are never getting called out, except for in Zoolander.
By the way, that's the other thing. These women who are like... They have like 10,000 followers and they're selling shit from the TikTok shop. The internet has tricked you into thinking you're like an entrepreneur and an influencer.
Yeah, this is Mary Kay vibes.
I was literally going to say this is a pyramid scheme. You're Mary Kay.
Yes.
You're selling Mary Kay. This is not cool and girl boss.
No.
You're like a shill for capitalism and it sucks and is embarrassing.
You're just using child labor.
I'm so fucking mad about this. I hate
it. It's really bad.
And then they all like... They do this thing where they try on a jumpsuit and act like they're a hero for showing it on their body type. Mm. Like they're like, this is what the jumpsuit looks like on someone who's 5'6" and 152 pounds. And it's like, you're actually not a hero because nobody needs the
nobody
jumpsuit.
Nobody cares. Nobody needs. Oh,
nobody
I hate,
needs that jumpsuit.
I always get like the workout ones that are like,
oh,
the, and they like show their ass in it.
The Halara. Like, I'll say it. The Halara jumpsuit.
Yes, that's what it is.
Nobody needs the fucking Halara dress. No. Nobody needs the Halara jumpsuit.
The dress. Oh my God. I wouldn't even do that if I was playing tennis in New Jersey.
Yes. I know.
No.
Well, it's also, okay, so the body thing is really interesting because... There's the rompers where it's like, oh my God, I'm plus size and brave. Buy this for $6.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is hideous shit that looks bad.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull this up.
This one's crazy.
This creator, Tara Rule, wore this. And like, I enjoy her a lot, but it's this purple ruched, like, I would say Alanis Morissette 90s style print.
Yeah. It's also like there's a way that this dress could be cool if
you
it
have
was
to
like
be so skinny to wear.
But
that's
also,
the other thing.
But
is
also,
you
have to be like going to an event.
Absolutely.
You can't wear this to like your cousin's wedding. Most of the people who are, if you're buying clothes on the TikTok shop, you are not going to a red carpet.
Is that her tattoo?
That's her tattoo. I mean, she's a cool bitch.
You can wear this with your boobs.
But she's, okay, here's the thing. She's incredibly thin. And like a lot of these thin bitches will go on there, like you were saying, and be like, oh my God, it like flatters my body so much. And you're like, you are 110 pounds. 100%.
They're like, look at how it cinches the waist. And it's like, right. You weigh 90
you
pounds.
You got a rib removed.
No, y'all, God made me curvy so I don't shop more. Oh, let me tell you.
Literally. Oh my God.
And it's also, again, it's.
No, if I was skinny, I would own everything.
If I was skinny, I'd be over. I'd be buying every fucking thing. I'd be wearing pasties out.
Me too. I know.
I mean, it's truly, just to zoom in here, it's truly hideous. It has that this really purple ruffle like garbage around the edge.
Yeah.
And like, I always
this
think.
This looks like Vanderpump Rules.
It does. And to your point, like, you were saying, like, fashion is so bad now. And I couldn't agree more because I remember, like, the 2000s are in a big way and whatever. And a lot of the shit that I wore back then, I'm, like, so embarrassed that I wore. Yeah. And there's stuff from different eras that I wore that I'm not embarrassed about. That era was so
cringe. I don't know how to explain this. Like, this, the all this shit I see that's on, like, specifically the TikTok shop is, like, 2000s basic mom clothes.
Yeah, Christian Girl.
It's not even like, it's Christian Girl on it, but it's not even like the cool version of like 2000s clothes, which is like, there was cool shit.
Of course.
There was cool shit that cool people wear now that looks cool. This is like a flannel.
I know.
The flannel is crazy. And I'm actually shocked that your algorithm is showing you that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's rude.
And it is rude. And I would absolutely never.
You should report it.
I'm going to get this now that I'm in the room with you guys.
Yeah, you are.
Let me say another thing. Yeah, you are. It's not necessarily about clothes, but I'm 35. And my phone has been listening to me bitch about being middle-aged for the last 5 years.
Oh, no.
And the onslaught of fucking face yoga, collagen, cortisol.
Dude, I've been talking about this on stage.
Every third fucking TikTok I get is, you're not fat, you just have cortisol.
Yes, no, I am.
Your hormones.
No, I am. I had wine last night, and that's my face.
And that's what it is.
Yes.
No, I cannot with the cortisol face.
What even is this?
What is cortisol face?
It's puffy. It's puffy. Your face is puffy.
Oh, okay.
It's because you're like stress hormones in your body.
But I also think it's fake. They're all acting like they discovered something, but it's just because they're selling a powder.
Yes.
They're selling a powder that allegedly lowers your cortisol levels, and no one even knows if it does.
No, there's no way it does.
I don't even,
and
yes.
And they have millions of people out here. I'm like, who are these people that are doing,
literally.
That's not like a hot black guy doing it. I'm like, how does he know about cortisol?
Big cortisol is out there, and they are
big anti-cortisol is like, they're doing everything.
Do you know what this was years ago? Was intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was this then.
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting.
Oh my God.
Got some bitches and
it got
boys.
My ass.
It got my ass too.
It got my ass too.
It didn't work.
It doesn't work.
And I was starving in the morning. Like, I need to eat in the morning.
I think
it maybe
works for boys, but it certainly doesn't work for girls.
It got me so bad that my mom got sucked into this doctor website where it's like, this is an unconventional doctor. And I'm like, Shannon?
By the way,
you're a girl
literally just waiting till 40.
Yes.
By the way, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, go to conventional doctors.
I agree. I agree.
I believe in conventional doctor.
I'm a medicine guy.
I don't really believe in any doctor at all.
But I'm saying, if you're going to go to a doctor.
You believe in not helping yourself in any way.
Yeah.
Possible,
yeah.
Which I love about you.
I'm just saying,
if you're going to go to a doctor, go to a doctor.
No, for sure.
Like, I'd way rather go to a doctor than like a lady.
Right.
Yeah,
lady who's like, take this powder.
Take a powder.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Like a little.
Literally, what do you know?
It's QAnon adjacent.
Yeah.
The health supplements.
It's anti-vax.
That's for LA people.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not for New York people. New York people like go to the dentist.
Yeah. Also,
we don't like swish coconut oil in our mouth. We go to the dentist.
That was a crazy trend too.
The teeth pulling. It's called
oil pulling.
You're supposed to swish coconut oil. I did it for like 2 weeks. It was so stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's so schizophrenic.
Yeah.
The one
it literally is like, if you weren't on the internet and you found someone being like, I put coconut oil on my teeth and charcoal on my face, you'd be like, so you're mentally ill.
So you're putting rocks in your mouth? Yeah. What was this?
No, you just put like a tablespoon of coconut oil and then it warms up and then you swish it around. It's so weird.
It's so weird.
It doesn't
taste bad.
Yeah.
It's supposed to do all this stuff. Okay, you know what got me?
What got you?
Mouth tape.
No, I hate it.
What is
I'm a mouth taper. I'm a mouth taper.
I am a mouth taper.
I
don't want to say who, but someone very close to me.
Your
got
wife.
Into the, someone close to me, I'm not going to say, turned to me and said, I need to tape my mouth at night, and I was so that's when I was concerned about the state of the internet.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, y'all. Yeah. It's okay. I'm a literal disciple.
My boyfriend won't let me tape my mouth at night because he's like, "You'll die."
That's what everyone's
saying.
It's a
really scary thing to hear.
Yes, that's what everyone thinks.
But I like snore and breathe through my. I'm like gross
you
when I sleep.
You need the mouth tape.
And he's like, "You will absolutely die.
Guys,
you will die."
I'm gonna staple my eyes. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I wake up like I'm in Saw every morning. I'm like,
yeah.
Every single morning.
Wait,
no.
So what is this supposed to do for you?
You guys.
You're
so
in big mouth
you.
Tape over here. You're using your platform.
No,
to...
I'm huge mouth.
It's,
yeah,
it's
everyone,
not so good for
comment
you.
Comment if you mouth tape, y'all, and I swear there's going to be some fans. Okay, first of all, it's not like duct tape over your mouth.
Okay.
It's like a light thing. You kind of go like this because I don't want it to mess up my filler.
Yeah.
So I go like this. And then it's like across like here. And you can still
BDSM.
Breathe.
BDSM. Mm-hmm.
You can still breathe like everything. I sleep through the night. Okay. Because it's like it brings more oxygen to your brain, basically.
Don't believe it.
Yeah. Keep going.
It
though.
Does.
Don't believe
y'all.
It.
We're not
going to
believe
okay,
it. Don't believe
it.
We're
going to
validate
do
you.
I sleep through the night.
I mean, that's good.
I don't
though.
Snore. I don't. You don't get sick as easy because you're not like
you
breathing in all
pounds.
This stuff. I lost 47 pounds.
Wow.
Actually.
Oh my God, you're wasting away.
3 days. 3 days after I started mouth taping, I lost 52 pounds.
It was crazy. It was crazy. I don't know if I'm showing up on the camera.
Link
but,
in bio.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm here. So it does help me sleep through the night, which is my favorite thing about it.
Okay.
It helps me fall asleep faster.
This,
breathing.
By the way, feels like one of those clips that people like pretend they're on a podcast just to post
just
a
to
clip.
Just to post a clip and a mouth tape. I'll sell mouth tape. I really will.
We want Stuart branded mouth tape.
There's
yeah,
so
if
many,
I could
like,
get Stuart branded mouth tape,
yeah.
I'd try it.
Oh
it'd
my
like,
God. It's like, shut
mouth
up,
tape.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yap stopper.
Yeah.
Yap stopper.
Gob
stopper.
No therapy, no doctors, mouth tape
mouth
only.
Tape, yeah. Mouth tape only. It's so funny to not believe in doctors and believe in mouth
and
tape.
And believe in mouth tape.
I love you. I'm
thank
so
you.
Obsessed with you.
I'm a contrarian. My heart. Now, the final thing it's supposed to do.
Okay.
You guys don't have to believe me.
You'll get engaged. You'll find the man.
No.
I have news.
It has helped me so much and I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I understand if everyone's not going to do it. It's supposed to get rid of your double chin.
See, this
now,
is the only thing that makes you want to do it because I've heard
it,
this.
Is it this thing where
now,
you slap it?
No, it just keeps slap your it. Mouth together.
It, okay. It's supposed to keep your mouth together so then you're not like sleeping like
slack jawed.
Like slack jawed.
Oh. Which that one does make sense.
And I have yet to see, I don't know.
The result.
The result?
I mean,
like,
you look great.
Is it like a
still...
hammock that you put on your face?
No, it's the tape.
Just
keeps
the
you
tape
from opening your mouth.
Because you're sleeping like.
Buddy.
No, but I'll
you
get that
your mouth shut. You can't open your mouth.
Oh.
That was
so, you're
so
not
cute.
Like,
wait.
Wait, what? I just, my
but
mouth is
but there is a hammock.
Always...
There is on the TikTok.
There is also
drop.
A hammock.
Yeah, I've seen
and
that
I've and thought about it.
I
yeah.
bought it.
No.
I did buy it. I haven't used it, but I bought it.
Listen,
no.
My mouth is always open because I'm yapping or sucking cock, and that's just who
and that's
I
just
am.
Who I am.
I know.
And
the double chin, I've had it since I was like 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or 5. So it doesn't matter. But I
I've
don't
had
think
it since
it's,
I was born.
I don't think it's like helping, but that is also in the back of my mind. Just letting
yeah.
you guys know.
I mean,
that is the one thing that makes me think about doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's why I've brought it up to my boyfriend because I'm like,
I kind of think you should do
but
it.
But when I bring it up to him, I'm like, I don't want to snore, but it's like, I just want to get
yeah,
rid of the
when it's
double
like
chin.
For your health, but it's really a vanity thing.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I love what
well,
you
well, okay, so I'm gonna go to a sleep doctor because I have major sleep issues and I'm gonna. And I'm going to ask about it, and I'll let you know.
Okay. Don't let this snake oil salesman
wait.
Stop you from going
right.
to a doctor.
Because I am genuinely afraid that I'm just going to stop breathing.
No, you literally
yes,
won't.
Yes, I would go too.
Because yeah. I'm still breathing a little bit out of my mouth. Like
yeah, a little bit is the key word.
Stuart's like, I put a bag over my head. I cut a little hole. It's fine.
Dude, I snore so bad, it's so humiliating. My
well,
boyfriend
you might
is
need
like,
to get an apnea machine.
Dude, my boyfriend is like, you have sleep apnea. And I'm like, if you say those words to me again, I'll literally hit you in
people,
the face.
I will rag you for the rest
I think
of
they're
time.
Sexy. I think they're sexy. They sound like waves.
No, I absolutely will never. I mean, if a doctor is like, you need a sleep apnea machine, I'll be like, do a surgery or put a bullet in me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a woman with a...
They're
I'm not gonna be a girl.
Cool. Yeah.
A girl that's like fucking
babe. Maybe we can rebrand it. When we put
it's like
glitter
Darth Vader
stickers on it. Yeah. Absolutely
it's
never.
It's Darth Vader. It's sexy. Also, a big thing with the sleep apnea machine is that it's putting the air in your nose
to
and
the
your
brain.
Mouth is
oxygen
no, but
to the brain.
So
actually, they do say if you have sleep apnea, you shouldn't mouth tape.
You shouldn't.
Unless you're using the machine because the whole point is you can't breathe through your nose
right.
when you sleep.
Wait, where did you hear that you shouldn't mouth tape if you use a sleep
from
apnea?
From a fake
no, if
doctor.
You're not using the machine and you have sleep apnea, the whole point, the reason, the thing that sleep apnea does is it makes it difficult to breathe through your nose when you sleep. So you will have a hard time breathing if you mouth tape and have sleep apnea.
You'll be a little pug.
Yeah. Yeah, think about pugs. They should. I would love to tape
just mouth tape
a fucking pug.
And it's like right passing now. Out.
Yeah, and you're like, babe, you're double chin.
I hate dogs where you can see their assholes. That's just my final
corgi,
hot take.
It's great, up. They're great. Walking around with their butts out.
Yeah, yeah, I don't love it when I can see them.
That's
like
also
it.
Almost all dogs.
Yeah.
I know, but I need them to be demure. I need them to be demure.
That's almost all dogs.
You told me not to say anything about dogs. Oops.
Oh, no, it's okay. Don't worry.
Oh, that's fine.
That
one's fine.
Wait, so one, I love something that you said. Don't worry.
Not even the word.
You're not even trouble. One thing that you said that I love, you were like, I don't want to touch my mouth too much to fuck up my filler.
And oh, yeah.
I will say this. I'm about to get Botox after this. All these fake remedies are like, you shouldn't do Botox because I put this little Band-Aid on my forehead.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I should do Botox.
Right.
Yeah, and in the ad, it's someone that has Botox.
I know.
Like, bitch, no.
We're doing Botox.
They're like, a dermatologist told me that you can do this instead of Botox. It's like, no, they didn't.
No.
Because the dermatologist has Botox and gives people Botox.
Right.
Yeah, no. That's like selling people these dresses and making them think they're Britney Spears. Yeah. Like, you're just not. You're
get
just
the not. Paralysis in your face. It's the only answer.
Grow
it's
up.
Why bitches have been doing it forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Don't tell me to buy a gold Band-Aid. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's also like I think that a gold Band-Aid can do what a needle can.
Yes.
Was I born fucking yesterday?
Now I believe in those doctors.
Yeah, I believe in filler doctors.
I believe in the doctor that gives me my Adderall.
Oh
I gives
my
my filler.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we've talked about my semi-fatherly relationship with my plastic surgeon, Dr. Kolker.
Yeah.
I want him to adopt me because the minute he like handled me with the gentle
I feel like you have
care,
to stop saying this or he'll never see you again.
No, we love each other.
I'm not saying you have to stop thinking this. I'm saying you have to stop publicly
being
saying
being a plastic surgeon is such a clutch move.
Yeah.
Like to go into that field to be like, no,
I'm gonna
not
make
gonna
money.
Help people. I'm gonna make money, and I'm gonna make.
And okay. I'm gonna make.
No,
tips.
He is helping people,
but he does. He's helping me slut affirming care, but he also sure.
but,
does
but like
cleft
not
lifts.
Saving people,
he's
but
not
like,
saving.
Or that is so cool.
He's saving me. In like I am a rescue.
You're like I would have killed myself.
Yeah,
right.
I'm like, don't take Ozempic, but if I can't have big tits, I'll die.
I'll kill
I'll
myself.
Die.
But he does do cleft lip repair. So I'm like, oh,
dude, every plastic surgeon says that. Every plastic surgeon is like, I do cleft lips. And it's like, I'm not trying to fuck you. Just kidding. I am. You're a surgeon.
Just kidding. I am.
Oh,
pay
you
for
so
me to
money.
Go to Nice.
I think we're out of time, gals.
Oh my gosh.
This was so
fun.
Oh my God, Stuart. We love you.
Oh my God. You're the best.
This flew by. You guys, I really want you guys to mouth tape for one night and just see. I'm going to bring you some.
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
And I want you to try it.
What if I did it and I died?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Now you can't really do it because it does, if you put potions and creams on.
Yeah.
You have to wait like a little bit because it doesn't stick.
Also, wait, can I ask one question to Tim? Tim, do you do any skincare routines or any of this bullshit?
No, I need to. I assume, but I don't do any. I don't do anything.
Wow. Yeah. A real man.
Wow. What a rough.
He really has calluses.
Like Justin Timberlake, a man
answer.
Of the woods.
Wow.
No, but you look you look great, Tim.
You look
though.
Young.
Yeah, you do
thank
look
you. Yeah,
young.
35.
Yeah.
35.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Do you want to come with me after to get some Botox? God.
So,
should we all get Botox?
Let's do
I'm
a
down.
Slick back Botox trip. Well, Stuart, you have been so fantastic.
Oh
and all time.
As always.
You guys are my favorites.
Oh my God.
Where can they find you, follow you? Where can they get some Stuart in their fucking life?
Oh my
life?
God. You guys get some Stuart in your life on Instagram at Stuart and Chill.
Yes.
that's all really Twitter too
and Stuart opens for Hannah Berner as well so if you're into that go see Stuart on the road she's fantastic she's
road.
Such a great
oh and I'm going see her. I'm going to Little Rock Arkansas my hometown six nights at the Looney Bin
yes let's
my
go.
First time headlining
yes.
You guys have to come out
I've been living my
six
life in the Loony
six damn nights go,
yes.
Go to all of them
that'll be fun and then I'm going to North Carolina with Ronnie
fabulous.
In September, that'll be fun.
Also, six nights at a place called the Loony Bin. After
no, you
what
guys,
we just did
it's
going to
be hilarious.
Buddy, yep. I spent six nights in a Loony Bin. It was called Alcohol Detox.
That's my brother.
It's called Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
It literally was Mount Sinai, by the way.
Dude, the Bin de Lune.
Bin de Lune.
It's demure. Lizzie, where can they find you? Follow
me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Watch my stand-up sets that are in my bio. Come to Union Craft Brewing in fucking Baltimore. I forgot the city.
In Baltimore
on August 30th. And come to Comedians You Should Know every Wednesday and Saturday in Brooklyn at 9.
Fabulous. Follow me at Andrea Comedy 69 on all platforms. Subscribe to the podcast YouTube. We love to see you there. Comment. It really boosts it. And follow the respectfully _ podcast on Instagram as well if you want those hot clips. But you can also see them on all of my socials as well.
And leave a review, take a screenshot, send it to Andrea, get a sticker.
Get a sticker.
I love this sticker.
Get a pre-op sticker.
I'm going to mouth tape with this sticker tonight.
Mouth tape with the sticker.
Yes. Mouth tape with stickers. We love you. So do me.
Oh, great job, Stuart.